Everyone, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And my name is Jared Houle. Mimi Billy Brim is my grandmother, and she is actually getting ready to go to Israel for Christians United for Israel and representing as a leader there and showing Israel support. And so she didn't want to do this special interview this week. I have I have my brother, my favorite brother in the world, one of my favorite brothers in the world, and Brandon and his awesome sister-in-law. She's so cool.
Hey. Destiny.
And basically, you guys have heard him before. How long ago do you think it was we had you guys?
It was probably around December. Around December, last time you guys heard us.
About half a year.
So it's great to be back on here and to be able to share with you guys today.
And you know, Brandon, you know, I asked him because I wanted to have him on radio. Mimi wants to have him on radio, the boss. He's like, should I do my message? There's so much, you know, the Lord's really had both of them just really open up some doors with speaking and some really cool things, right, bro? I mean, the Lord's really been doing some really favor.
Yes, he really has. He, especially coming home, you know, I live in California now, or we both live in California, and we were coming down here, you know, and for the longest time, I just been hungering for the things of God, and each day I just spend time with Him and listen to His voice and listen to messages and just preparation, you know, and not taking it lightly. And we came down here, and you know, we didn't say anything or we didn't know, you know, and we've actually gotten to speak around 6 times since we've been here, and just the Lord's opening things up, and it's awesome, you know, to be in that quiet time with the Lord, and you know, you share your messages just by yourself to the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and you keep doing that, you know. And the Lord would spoke to my heart before, and He said, Brandon, I'm gonna bring you out, and I've seen that, you know. And then I come here and I've spoken at a church and a few other places, and I'm like, wow, Lord, you know, what an honor, you know. I'm there with you every day by myself, and you know, and now look what you're doing, Father God. It's all about Him. It's all glorifying Him, you know. And
I'm so
grateful.
You're thankful because people don't realize, at least with our family, I feel, and I don't know if everyone's heard this story with Uncle Chip and Mimi when he told, you know, remember Uncle Chip, the Lord told him to minister. And she said, good. She said, we'll start with taking my clothes to the dry cleaning. Like, she's like, the Lord's going to do it. I'm not going to call people and tell them to have you. So, like, it's like that with our family.
Yeah.
She doesn't just, oh, you want to be a minister here? Come and preach. Mimi doesn't do that.
Right.
Like, a ministry family is not like that. I think it's kind of a little harder. So, that's what Brandon, you're thankful. You know us, the Lord, when the door's open like that.
And it definitely is. And it's, you know, it's really awesome just to see what the Lord's doing and just trusting in Him. And I'm not going to tell you it's all been, like, super easy. There's been things, you know, even back in California, I've done, and you know, to your flesh, you know, your soul, you're, oh, I don't want to do this. I feel like you're doing this. But I say, Lord, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, I'm doing this right now. It's just temporary, Lord. I know what you have a call in my life. And I know, you know, I might want to, you know, I feel like I want to give it out. You know, you've given me, I want to speak here. And sometimes you might not see it, but that's okay, Lord, whether if it's now or whether it's 5 years from now, I trust in you and you alone. I just care about what you think, Father God, and it's cool just to see Him doing that, you know, and I know it's all Him.
And you're kind of getting ahead of me here, but I wanted them to really hear about you guys from the beginning. I know they've heard it before, but I wanted to, like, just kind of a sit down and go with the Holy Spirit, but almost like a coffee table talk situation. Because Brandon, about 6 months ago to a year, that he's kind of turned a 180 from a 180 before. And what I mean by that is his life changed, but the Brandon you're hearing now is about the progress of about a 7 month period, would you say, on fire?
Yeah.
Before that, he totally made a choice, and because of that choice, he is where he is now. But before, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, Brandon, if you guys ever saw him have Mimi, he used to travel with Mimi for 2-3 years. He'd tell stories, but he wasn't so, I don't know, excited to do that. And
yeah,
Mimi would have him share on radio. He wasn't so excited to do that, and he would go out with ministers and help Mimi however he could. But now he's hungry, and now he is excited. So I want you to hear this Brandon. This is a totally different Brandon from what you even heard from Christmas time. It's a totally different Brandon and Destiny. And so I want everyone to hear that. And I could say so many things from my perspective, being his brother. You know, it started with me. The Lord definitely, you always have a close relationship with your brother. But when I was 10 on my birthday, the Lord had gave me a dream, and just long story short, in the dream, Brandon was in it, and I was holding him, just signifying when I woke up, we had a special relationship. So it was just something in the spirit with the Lord. We're always close, but I want you, bro, just to start wherever you feel right now, what you think. We have about 8 minutes left. So you just start from wherever you think for about 8 minutes, from the middle, end, or beginning, whatever you feel with the Holy Spirit, you and Desco.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes, and I know this, we're going to be with you guys this whole week, so I really want to talk about this time, and I don't want to rush it, but I want to talk about it from the beginning right now, and then, we're not going to get through all of it, but continue. I would encourage you guys, continue this week and listen to it, and because there might be something you might be going through, or you might have this time right now that you're going through. So I would encourage you to tune in and listen to this, because this is, it's only God. It's only God what he's done for me, and what he's done to prepare me, and also for my wife, but especially to prepare me, because I've known what he's done in my life. You know, sometimes I try to tell people what he's done or what he's doing, and they say, okay, but they don't understand. They don't understand the time where I'm out in California. You know, I traveled with my grandmother for over 3 years, and the voice of the Lord told me to move out to California and to marry my wife, which we went out there, and we were engaged. And they don't see this. They don't know this. They haven't felt this, what I would feel. And in the morning time, I would get up in the morning at about 6 a.m, I just go to the gym, and sometimes I would work out, but a lot of the time I just sit there and talk to the Lord, and it was literally my only time I had quiet. And
was that right off when you went to California?
It was right when I first went out there.
And what year? When was that?
Was last year. It was March 18th, 2013. I went out there, and they don't understand where. I'm like, well, Lord, what do I do? You know, I know you have a call in my life. I know I'm supposed to do ministry. I'm with my grandmother. I was with her traveling, staying at the best hotels, being with her, meeting powerful men of God. Not just meeting them, but spending time with them. And now what am I doing, Lord? You know, what do I need to work a secular job? Do I need to do this? What am I supposed to do? And the Lord said, I'm going to give you a message, son. He said, you're going to be a minister. And I said, Lord, how am I going to do this? I didn't have really faith in that. I don't see how it was going to happen. I said, Lord, I don't even like to talk in front of people. But he said, I'll do it. I'll give it to you. And he has. And wow. And it just started from there. It started from me, you know, helping out, doing labor work. You know, I first went out there. Right when I got out there, Jared and Destiny, my first day, I waxed a trailer, and I didn't just do it just for one day, but for 3 days straight, I did that.
He sent me a text, and Cody, and he said, I get there, and her dad wants me to wax the trailer for 3 days, and Cody called me, and he's laughing. Cody's laughing. He's like, oh, man, I know what he's going through. Mm-hmm. So it was, and I mean, when you and Cody went up there, you guys went up there in your little Honda, packed everything, and you went. Lord told you, and he went. Like, that was a big step. People, like you said, you tell stories, you can tell them in 5 minutes, but there's months, days, weeks, years of emotions and things that you see that people don't realize.
And I noticed this too, you know, just a word of advice. Maybe the Lord's told you to do something, or he's told you to do this, and you might be like, I'm not sure how to do it. Let me tell you though, when the Lord told me that, I didn't have to, on my own self, I wasn't very courageous. I wasn't very bold, but I felt the Lord comfort me so strong. You know, Jared was just telling you about me going out in my little car with my cousin, driving all the way out there, full of stuff, just leaving, you know. And the natural mind, people that would analyze that would say, "That's what are you going to do? That's a little wild. That's a little out there." But I felt the Lord comfort me so strong. So I didn't really feel that. It didn't seem like to me I was in a car driving to California. I was just like, the Lord was comforting me so strong, stronger than I ever felt before. And He'll do the same thing to you. When He calls you to do something, you've already qualified to do it, and He's going to be with you no matter what, stronger. He's going to comfort you. He knows that this might be out of your zone, but you're doing it for Him. He's not going to leave you hanging. And I honestly can tell you, He never left me hanging, and He'll never leave you hanging.
That's good. That's true.
And so I go out there and doing the, you know, for 3 days waxing that trailer, and you know, my inside, my flesh wanted to go. I just wanted to leave, and I literally felt like crying, you know, and I just wanted to get out of there. But I was comforted, but most of all, the Lord spoke to me. I heard His voice, and He told me to go, and I didn't want to let that voice down. I wanted to obey Him. And that's just this process, you know, the starting of that. And I want to continue with most more of it, all of it, but that's where it started at, and getting there and doing stuff like that all the time and not knowing how the Lord's going to make it happen. And He did. He gave me a message, and now my wife and I, my wife's family, they have a ministry, and my wife helps out there. And I basically just spend time with the Lord and study, and we have our own ministry, and the Lord's provided. And that means so much to me when I say that the Lord has provided, and He's going to be providing for you, and He has. Wow. People have sent us money. We've never even said anything to anybody.
Yeah, they just sent it to the mountain.
To my grandmother's ministry and say, "Hey, give this to Brandon." And they didn't know, you know, where I was at. They didn't know that I was sitting there in a little trailer by myself, you know, crying. I'm crying out to the Lord. "I know You told me, Lord. I know You told me." They didn't know that, but the Lord put that on their heart. And He's done that ever since. And I'm honored to say that that's what we do full time. You know, I don't work a regular job or anything. My job is spend time with the Lord, and it's an honor. It's an honor. And I'm so privileged, you know. Each day, in the morning, when I'm spending time with the Lord or reading a message or preparing, I always say, "Lord, this is an honor for me." It's an honor, cool. And I'm grateful. And I would encourage you guys, listen to the rest of the week so I can talk more about this.
And Bray, what if they want to reach out to you? How would I find out more info?
You guys can stay connected with us. We just got a website. It's hisnameministries.com.
Not ministry, ministry.
Ministry,
MINISTRY.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah. And you can... You know, it's basically a place where you can just stay connected, you know. It's not like a huge, you know, website and all this, but we have pictures. We want to show you. We want you guys to be a part. You guys are special. You guys aren't just people on the radio. You guys mean a lot to me, and I thank you guys if you guys know me, if you've been praying for me, and I'm so grateful, and I want you guys to go on there, and I can share with
them. Reach out.
I can blog. I can send you. I can put pictures up there, and you can look what the Lord's doing.
And they can reach out to you guys. I'll have a contact page.
Yes, so...
And, you know, we're just closing up on, we have about 30 seconds left. And I'm just excited about this week, just nice and chill. And Des, maybe a little bit, we can hear just kind of your point of view too, just about during this time. And you guys, we appreciate you listening to, you know, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. If you want to reach out to our ministry, there's our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Or call us at 417-336-4877. As my grandmother, my Mimi, says, shalom, shalom.